Down he strode, past the Savoy, along John Adams Street itself, and finally into Buckingham Street, and up to the front door of number 15. But the door to his house, he was shocked to find, was shut and bolted. A tipstaff stood outside on sentry duty, and there was a notice pinned to the woodwork. The landlords had repossessed the house and had emptied it of much of its furnishings and papers. Work was still going on. The officer was on hand to ensure that no one, and in particular...